Jesus, thank you for your words of encouragement and the graces you're so ready to give us in our poverty. Thank you so much. May all my heart dwellers receive comfort from this message. Oh, my precious family, lately I feel as though all the blood has been drained from my body. I'm really struggling with fatigue, which always puts a damper on things that normally excite me. But I am grateful to God that my recording equipment is back working so I can work with more music and record messages to you. So I came to the Lord, got honest. He knows I can't hide anything from him, and he explained many things to me that I can share with you. I had just finished the Lord's Supper, and I heard him say that he wanted to speak with me. To be honest with you, I was avoiding him because I felt so badly about myself lately. And I've also been weary and flatlined. And of course, I thought he didn't want to speak to me. Yes, I get that foolish that I believe such lies from the enemy. See there? There's hope for you. Substantial hope. Lord, you wanted to speak to me? Jesus began. There are many things I wish to say to you, beloved. Please do not give up on me. A time is coming when you will feel better. Your body is still adjusting, and I know how you are feeling because I dwell in you. I grieve with you, but do not give up. Better days are coming. Jesus, I really miss the hot tub. I feel so pained and achy and drained without it. He replied, it was a sacrifice. I do wish you would do without it. I replied, I would like to fulfill that wish, but I'm not strong enough without more grace. You know I want to give up. Deep sigh. Don't ever give up. You are not a quitter. But you have yet to make me stronger. Every day is a struggle just to sit up and walk. Lord, I am oh so very tired, and yet I want to do all you set before me. The prospects are exciting, but I feel like a withered tree with no sap. He replied, I'm here with you, and I know how you feel. How can I be an example of poverty with a hot tub? He answered, that's rather contradictory. Oh, Lord, that's not what I wanted to hear you say. I feel good for perhaps 2 hours a day. I used to be good for 6 or 8. Please, please, please help me, Lord. Don't let me go on this way. I hardly feel that I can live another day. He replied, these are extraordinary times, requiring extraordinary sacrifices. I am equipping you even as we speak. I promise you it is going to get better. So I thought to myself, Jesus said it's going to get better. Jesus said it's going to get better. Jesus said it's going to get better. What does that mean? It's going to get better, of course. Lord, I receive your words, but please take this depression from me. It is so heavy and hopeless. Please. Jesus replied, there are many suffering through depression right now. Medication is not the answer. This is being allowed as a very heavy burden for your government and the world. Only say the word, Father, in Jesus' name, please help our government. And I take that as a solemn request and prayer that needs something to back it up. In fact, all you have to do is sigh, and immediately I understand what it is you're grieving for. And I take that as a prayer as well. This depression you're suffering through is like walking through rubber cement. It is very tedious. Yet the wheels of grace are turning behind the scenes, and progress in the right direction is being made. You cannot trust anything you read in mainstream media. Those who put their trust in this kind of reporting are deeply deceived. Only those who care to dig deeper and even what a Christian nation are seeking the truth and understanding the real situation. My people, this is a very difficult season. Many have found yourselves depleted of energy and motivation. This is a supreme sacrifice, a cross I wish for you to carry and dedicate to your nation and the world for mercy. So much right now as we speak has been avoided by those who have suffered, denied themselves, and prayed faithfully to resurrect this country. I want all of you who are suffering in fatigue to understand why this is happening to you and why you should cooperate with it and offer it cheerfully to me. It will not last forever. Many are the children who have been sacrificed to the evil ones. Many. I am still tormented with these thoughts because I hear their cries. I send grace after grace to relieve them of pain, and some souls actually carry the pain in their own bodies for them. This is such corruption and evil as has never existed in your world. And those of you who have a heart for these poor little victims, I have given you a share in their sufferings. In regards to your president, each day he remains alive is a miracle. My hand overshadows him as I work in his heart and mind to govern this nation. What grieves me is that Christians actually do not recognize his crucial role in the survival of this nation. They are gutted with mainstream media lies and cannot recognize me at work in this administration. And I am not saying he's perfect, but I promise you, you do not want the alternative in charge. That is certain death to America and Christians. This is why I call you into dwelling prayer, my people. Your discernment must go beyond skin depth. What it looks like on the surface is rarely what is beneath. These politicians are master deceivers who play up to the role Americans will accept without having any substance to back it up beneath the facade. Pray for your nation, dear ones. Pray very much. Come to me every day in communion and draw upon my strength. This is the only way you're going to rise above the burdens you are carrying. Do not let the enemy convince you that you are worthless and bad because you don't measure up to your normal strength. This is a suffering and an offering for the times you live in, that my sacred heart will triumph. Do not allow negativity to flow into your mind. Rather, combat such thoughts with scripture and promises I have given you. Think not that your offerings are too little. When combined with all the others in the whole world, they are significant and worthy gifts to back up your prayers. Do you not know the value of a widow's mite? It is far beyond its face value. My Father looks upon the sacrifice and what it costs the soul, and opens windows of graces proportionately to the personal cost of the giver. Therefore, do not grow weary in well-doing. Little Claire, I have forgiven you your many lapses and sins. Yeah, I spent a long time with Psalm 51 this morning, repenting. I forgive you. I see your firm purpose of amendment, and I correspond with graces. My graces and my love. Oh, yes, you were so very, very little and frail, but I will make much of your might, meaning the widow's might. Yes, it is the opportunity I need to shower graces upon others because you have so very little to give. I am living substantially in you. What you see and understand from your own frail human weakness is nothing compared to the reality of what I am doing through you. It must be this way, because you are so prone to pride, it must remain hidden from you. But you can believe and stand on my word. Your little is my much. So do not grow discouraged with the littleness. Rather, cleave to me with all your strength, and expect much fruit from your little offerings. Can you not see those who have been drawn to you? Can you not see how they are growing and how committed they are? People do not gather round a well that is dry. No, they search out the wells that are flowing in the drought. Yes, you are a well flowing in the drought, and each of your desert dwellers are in turn tapped into an endless supply of living waters. So continue on, my little one, and do not lose heart. Your well shall not run dry. Thank you, Lord. I'm profoundly grateful for this word. Truly, you have known when I sit and when I stand, and especially when I think I'm in a pit. He replied, and never shall I leave you there to suffer under the lies of the enemy. So arise, pick up your mat, go home. My strength has begun where yours left off.